Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
Today on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Thanks for actually reminding me about the Video Game Awards tonight.
Yeah, I realized that myself this morning, and I went, ooh, I wonder if he's going to be able to record sooner than 7 o'clock, because Game Awards.
Yeah. Xbox rules, f*** you. No, it's all good.
You get your door stopped next Christmas, and it'll be fine.
F*** you. I saw that door stop come out. I'm like, you son of a... Hey, but you still do games with Windows, so it's all good.
I do, and I mean, they've really kind of opened the floodgates for crossplay. Minecraft is now completely crossplay. Mortal Kombat is opening up crossplay.
That's which great.
They're being smart about it and calling it crossplay with a K. I guess the letter C doesn't exist in the Mortal Kombat universe except for the Cage family. Anyway.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Aye, 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 aye! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, extra episode 58, Ranger's Commentary, Stuck on Christmas, recorded on December 12th, 2019. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as TrekkieB47.
And I'm Zach, also known as Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Juan S., Steve F., Doug F., Tyler W., Eric D., Steve M., Liz M., Craig M., Arldo, Derek G., Teresa B., and Jacob P. for supporting us this month. Happy holidays, Zachary.
Humbug.
Sure. I think you're unstuck from Christmas.
Listen, I have done a vast majority of my Christmas shopping, and I've spent close to $400, so I'm a little burned out on Christmas right now.
Well, I hope our listeners aren't, because this releases about 4 days before Christmas. I really hope everyone is enjoying the holidays, no matter what you celebrate. And we're doing an episode commentary, because I don't want to spend a lot of time editing, and what better way than to do a Christmas special for Christmas?
Indeed.
Before we get into that, I wanted to do a quick note on a couple of news things that are still relevant at the time of this episode. So by now, by the time this episode is aired, Beast Morphers Season 1 is completely done. In the finale, the Beast X Ultrazord premiered. The Toy Association unveiled toy and game finalists for their 2020 Toy of the Year awards. This is pretty much known as the Oscars of the toy industry. And the Beast Morphers Beast X Ultrazord figure from Hasbro is listed as one of the finalists in the Action Figure of the Year category. So between now and January 5th, you can go to toyawards.org to vote on your favorite toys in each of the many categories. So we'll have a link to our post on our website, and you can view all of the whole press release with all of the different categories that they have. There's Collectible of the Year, Construction Toy of the Year, like Doll of the Year, Game of the Year. So lots of stuff going on for the toy industry, and that usually kicks off at Toy Fair, which is in February. So congrats for Hasbro and Power Rangers for getting nominated for something. I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I know I want that figure. It's awesome.
I think you're talking about the big one. The particular one that they got nominated was the...
Oh, the smaller one that's like got
more like an action figure.
Ah, okay. Still, I mean, really anything Beast Morphers, just give me, because I love Beast Morphers.
But the actual Ultra Zord figure looks cool as hell.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're celebrating the holidays, and we're going to do an episode commentary on a season that we haven't done at least one commentary for. Like I've said in the past, we're using our fifth year to kind of at least have one episode commentary for every Power Ranger series. This time it's Super Samurai. So instead of a listener vote, I decide a season we haven't done. Do they have a Christmas episode? They do. Here we go. So we're watching Power Rangers Super Samurai season 19, episode 22, Stuck on Christmas. We're watching this on Netflix, but you can also find it on DVD in the, I believe it was a standalone release for the DVD, but also part of the big legacy helmet collection. Samurai did not get its own Shout Factory treatment for a season set because that's Lionsgate. That's a lot of words to say. You can watch it on Netflix or DVD. Stuck on Christmas aired on December 15th, 2012. And it actually aired first in Canada on December 8th, 2012. And that was like 7 years ago, and that feels like a lifetime ago.
It really does. I mean, considering all we've gone through since that time.
It's a lot.
It makes me feel old, Eric.
It does. It does. This was written by Jill Donnellan. She actually wrote episodes for Lost Galaxy, Wild Force, Samurai, Super Samurai. In fact, she wrote both Christmas specials for Samurai. She also wrote for Megaforce and Super Megaforce with a total of 38 credited episodes that she worked on. That's like a whole season of Power Rangers.
That's pretty good.
Also, this was directed by Jonathan Burrow. He is the sound effects editor on every series from Dino Thunder through Beast Morphers. So he's been a sound effects editor for this entire time.
Wow.
He's actually directed episodes of Mystic Force through Dino Charge. And with his credit and sound effects credits, he has been credited on 211 episodes to date of Power Rangers.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's like a fourth or fifth of of all the Power Rangers.
It's like a legacy of power. Wait.
Exactly. So Stuck on Christmas, after battling a humbug of a Nylock named Gred, the Rangers find themselves stranded inside a malfunctioning Megazord. Will the Christmas spirit, determination, and teamwork be enough to get the Rangers home in time to celebrate the holiday? You know it will be, because it wouldn't be Power Rangers if they were just stuck in the Megazord. I think I barely remember this one. I don't have any great thoughts about it.
I mean, I was going to say, to be fair, I barely remember Samurai and Super Samurai, so.
Well, this is a trip down memory lane. So on the count of three, we will hit play to start. Definitely follow along with us. Either watch it while you're listening to us, or just listen to us babble and interact with this crazy episode. So I've got it queued up. How about you?
Yep. And don't forget, there's always like that 3 seconds of blackness before the episode actually starts.
All right. So on the count of three, we will hit play. One, two, three. Oh, Mentor G, this hasn't aged well with his actor.
That's a pretty big tree. I'm jealous.
That is a huge tree.
Yeah.
Yes, the Christmas quarry.
I was just going to say the Christmas quarry.
You know, it's kind of rare in... God, this is just edited so weird.
It is, really.
Like, why did he just charge forward without morphing?
Yeah. So we could get this cool jumping in shot, I guess.
But the monster looks pretty cool. Like, it's rare that we get, like, a Christmas-themed monster.
Yeah.
Oh, I do not miss them saying their names in the credits. yay.
Yay, Pauly Schreier.
I love him. He's awesome. Bulk is cool.
Seriously.
He is probably the saving grace of this show, of this series. Although I do like Mike, the Green Ranger.
Yeah, Hector David Jr. is a really nice guy.
He's a character.
And
it shows in his portrayal in this series.
Yeah.
They should be done fighting the monster by now.
Yeah.
Is this just all pretty much like Sentai footage?
I think this all is, yeah.
Yeah. Even if this wasn't meant as a Christmas monster, because I didn't really watch Shinkenger, they saved a good one for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of a cool line. Man, you know what I miss? I miss them actually playing the theme song in fights. Like, that was actually kind of a nice touch.
That was a good, like, beat to hit as he caught the sword.
Yeah. I didn't like that line.
I mean, listen, it's Power Rangers. There's cheesy lines all the time. Yeah.
What do you think about the big Hulken sword gun thing?
I am a sucker for oversized team cannon weapons like that. So, yeah, it's cool in my book.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Like, I miss those weapons. I miss, you know, like, the Zeo power cannon.
Oh, yeah. God, so many Christmas puns.
Yeah.
I will never get tired of this particular form of Zord cockpit. Like, because this is the first time they've done it, and it was just... It was so cool.
New and it was fresh and it was interesting.
And I still have that toy of the Mega Blade because that was such a cool toy. I saw it's funny. They put on the helmet. The Zord puts on the helmet.
Yeah.
And this was when the cockpit was actually 3D and not like a wallpaper background.
Yeah.
He's mentioned it like five times already. You crud? What?
I think he said, oh, crud.
No.
Like he was trying to censor himself.
Oh, well, Netflix subtitles hit again.
Good old Netflix subtitles. That monster short-circuited a power supply. It's gone out like a bunch of Christmas lights. I guess we'll be here for a while.
Stuck? No, you gotta fix it. There are chestnuts waiting to be roasted. Oh, my God. Kevin will check it out. It's not the only thing waiting to be roasted.
This episode is going to be roasted right now.
Although, as a story framing device...
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Oh, man. I wish Antonio was here. He could fix anything. Hey, remember that time that Antonio programmed the Clausor? Oh, God. Cue clip show. But I do love that, you know, whenever we get to see, like, techie things like being taken apart.
Yeah, I like seeing the inner workings.
Even in like a non-tech based season like this.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai is interesting to me. Like, I wasn't a big fan of, like, the stilted lines and, you know, copying one-to-one from Sentai, but production value-wise, I really loved, like, the whole training set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole Shiba house or whatever.
Yeah, like, this is what, the first season, well, technically, second half of the first season.
Right.
When Saban had purchased the property again. And I just noticed that doorbell was, you cannot get away from
yep.
that. You cannot get away from that ever. But like, it was nice to see his attention to detail and his desire to return the brand to, you know, a big product like this and then put in
yeah.
the production value that he did.
In California ish.
Yeah, it's I hate to break it to you, it's never really snowed that much in California in the lowlands.
Oh wow, they legit have like a legit toolkit.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising.
God. Like, that's a good touch. Like, the camera had the glass on the pane.
Yeah.
As the piece of paper. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It's been a while since I've watched it. I think I only watched it, like, when it aired.
Yeah.
Although I gotta say, like Shinkenger or Super Samurai, whatever, incredible monster designs.
Oh yeah. Watch yourself, man. Ugh, we've been stuck for hours. And I always loved these suits too. These
yeah.
cockpit mode suit exclusive, like.
I think out of all of them, this and Dino Charge were my favorites. Like in terms of design and construction.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it almost gives it like a MMPR the movie feel.
Mm-hmm. I think that was their intention because there was that like book that they had that was talking about the design process that was included in like the PMC exclusive figure.
Mm.
And they talked about the design of the suits and that's what they were trying to invoke was like the movie feel.
Well, it definitely worked.
I do like the callbacks to past episodes because I remember that particular episode was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was a drill instructor and I thought it was interesting because it's like they didn't do much with her character at all.
Mm-hmm.
Bulk's look right there is classic.
Yeah. Paulie always has great facial expression humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do like that set.
Yeah.
It's legitimately like they almost built a full house.
Oh, that's a different Netflix show, Eric.
No. You could say this is a Fuller house now that Bulk's in there.
I knew you were going to say something like that. You...
Oh, this was the I think the one time we saw, or one of the few times that we saw that G had a phone.
Yeah.
And it was like that cool, like, black and gold variant. At least we're making
progress. I like that they, you know, showed them using it as a phone.
Yeah.
Like, oftentimes you'll be like, oh, it's a morpher and another thing, when we will instantly forget what the other thing is. It's the NZ boys. Oh, wait.
Oh. Don't tell them that. Oh, God. Is that when they switch off to, like, the Sentai footage? No. Okay.
Can I just say I'm super jealous that they were having a cookout because it's like 20 degrees in Chicago tonight?
Yeah, that all looked really tasty.
Yeah.
Let's flash back even to their BS.
Oh, man. No, Bulk, that's firemen. You're thinking of firemen.
Oh, don't you know about the great samurai cat saving times?
Oh, yeah. Must have missed that one in samurai school.
That cat looks CG. No, it's just...
It's a cute kitty.
Yeah.
Thank you. That cat was lucky. The Sheba Crest cookie.
Oh, not really. Oh, wow. But we know some real heroes. Okay, Bulk, pay attention to the cookie.
Yeah.
You are in the Power Rangers domain right now. Junior Rangers. Jeez. Is that like... I feel like that's the same outfit he had in Countdown to Destruction. Or at least something similar.
Maybe? I mean, Bulk style hasn't changed much in the, you know... 25 plus years.
I wonder how he made it back from the Lost Galaxy. We don't talk about those times.
A wizard did it. You're not supposed to know about the Lost Galaxy.
Okay, this is way more entertaining because of Bulk.
Yeah. As are most things in life.
Yes. That they're brave enough to protect us all.
And I always loved Gold's design.
Yeah.
Like, blue and gold just work so well together.
No, I love that suit. It's just a shame that, you know, they've super overplayed that over the years, like in Sentai.
I get where you're coming from on that. There has been kind of an overabundance of Sixth Rangers being blue and gold.
Yeah. Like when, with Juojer, I did like that it was a completely different take, like with black, gold, and silver.
Having a triple color Ranger. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that suit is pretty dope.
It's just got such good, clean lines.
Yeah. My insurance!
Yeah, I hope that guy had insurance. And I hope it covered active Ranger vandalism.
Oh. God, that sword's so big, it cleaved through that pillar, too.
Yeah, I saw that. That's... I love ridiculous weapons. Like, ever since Final Fantasy VII, when I first saw the Buster Sword, and I was like, yeah, a gigantic sword that no one could ever possibly wield. It's my jam.
More cookies?
Yes, please.
So how long have you been training?
Years ago? You mean like one and a half?
Decorating the tree.
Decorating the tree? Don't remind me.
Mike, even if we get home, Mentor will make sure everything is ready for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Even like the modifications they did to the helmets was just a great design choice for those.
Yeah, like the way the visors kind of 3D pop out a little bit more.
Yeah. Even the shape in the back, like, kind of extends.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I swear that's how I look in the morning.
Basically. And that's another odd face.
Yeah.
Must be nice to fish all day.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Continuity? What?
All right. Calm down, Spike.
Yeah, the best.
She's very sweet.
And it's time for the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh man, still not working.
We've been working on the same power cord for like 3 hours. Like
now,
literally, that's the same cord.
And here's a quick thought. For the team here. Isn't it kind of hard to do all that electronic work with these big bulky gloves? Why haven't you demorphed, honestly? There's no rule against not being demorphed in the Megazord cockpit.
Yeah, they even did it in the finale. And it only took you 12 hours.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hello, That's great news. Merry Christmas. Oh, I have a favor to ask you.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Hey, wake up. We have to get out of this dojo before that drill sergeant comes back.
And they never made the connection.
We should get going.
Merry Christmas, sir. You know, just please make sure that Mia gets her gift, okay? I really hope she likes it.
But I have a surprise for you.
Drill Sergeant.
That's a cool moment.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Power Rangers!
Merry Christmas, guys. We came by to thank you for all your hard work helping us save our world from evil.
Thank you!
Oh my God, Spike, what are you doing?
He's doing that that Pennywise dance from the meme, right?
Oh God.
Now let's get Christmas started.
Right. Presents for everyone.
Yeah. Come on. That sounds like fun to me.
And Antonio was nowhere to be seen.
Hey, yep. He wasn't even in the opening theme song.
It's weird considering this is for Super Samurai.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yay!
That was definitely a Christmas special.
It was Christmas, for sure. So that little Bulk and Spike thing at the end on the motorbike, it's the exact same ending as the previous Christmas special, only reversed. So, great job. It was fun.
It was all right. Innocuous. It was, you know, harmless Christmas fun.
And I guess I wasn't annoyed by it because it's been so long since I've seen Samurai that I didn't mind the clip show part of it. Well, I guess that'll do it for us. We really wish all of our listeners a very happy holiday season. Please be safe this holiday season. Enjoy it the most you can with family and loved ones. And we really wish everyone the best. And then we'll have more episodes in the new year, including our 6th anniversary special towards the end of January. So it's been a long road.
Getting from there to here. No, wait, that's your other show.
Yeah. But Zach, thank you so much for joining me on this episode.
Of course, man. And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, everybody.
May the Yuletide burn bright. I don't know. All right. Happy Holidays.
Woo! Bye, everybody. Happy Holidays.
All right, Video Game Awards.
Yes, Video Game Awards. Actually, first I need to go make my dinner and then Video Game Awards.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We just say hello every time. We don't really continue the conversation.
Hello, my friend. I don't know what that accent is.
I have no idea either.
Hello.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, God. Never do that again.
Hello, blooper reel.
Terrifying.
Yep.
I probably got caught up to episode 14.
Mm.
And then that my virtual DVR with Philo skipped like 16 and 17. And I'm like, what the f-? Like, I don't know if they just took it off or what. Or Nick never uploaded those episodes. I have no idea.
Mm.
Just, I think it's funny. Like, last season, I barely watched it because Ninja Steel sucked. And then this season, it's literally too early for me to watch live.
Yeah.
and I just get too busy and forget about it. And then, you know, next week when we're supposed to record our review, I'm like, oh, I better catch up this weekend. But I actually watched the finale last night, and like, I didn't see the preceding episode, but it was just nice to hear, like, last time on, or like one of the characters going, last time on Power Rangers Beast Morphers. Like, yeah. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, recap of like, hey, this is some pretty high stakes now. We're in the first season end game.
Feels good. And, yeah. I mean, we'll save this for the episode later, but the fact that they didn't lose their powers at the end of the season for no reason at all was nice. Like,
right?
Time to turn in your morphers. Like, no, they're yeah. an organization. Like, they're not, they still yeah. got a job to do. And I just really dug Mayor Daniels pulling his head out of his ass and actually being a good father.
That was awesome to see, and I had a feeling something was going to happen to him when we saw the blast and like how he kind of got caught yeah. in it. I'm like, there's some shittery afoot. Like, they're gonna screw with him somehow.
Some shittery.
Yeah. Like, we can't have a happy ending in Power Rangers. Not yet. We got to have the twist. There's the twist right there.
What the twist?
What the twist? So we're watching Stuck on Christmas, huh?
Which is its own special on Netflix.
Yep, and it's right there.
I put in Stuck, and it was the first thing on there. I'm like, okay.
I searched Power Rangers Samurai, and it was like the second row down, so.
I got an email from Bethesda. They're like, hey, we're having another Fallout 76 free-to-play weekend with double XP. And I'm like, that's the only way you're going to get me to play that game. Yeah, is free. Yeah,
that, I am so disappointed with how that turned out. Like, listen, I've been wrong about video games a lot in my life. All right?
Sure.
I was hyped for Destiny, year one Destiny, when it came out. And the product that we got was less yep. than spectacular. But with Rise of Iron and like Taken King and all those expansions, like, they made a good game out of the ashes of nothing, basically.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, that's a fluke. That's a isolated incident. And then there was another game that came out. Oh, No Man's Sky. I was like, yeah, No Man's Sky. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be the one. Like, we're going to go sailing around the universe. And then it's like, oh, God, I'm wrong again. Shit. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I keep doing this?
And then you were like, oh, man, Fallout 76. Yeah.
Fallout 76, like, that was the one I was 100% sure.
I was like, I don't know, Zach. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I trusted my instincts yeah. on that game.
I should have known. Like, any game I get hyped about, I really
just don't listen to you.
I need to learn to, like, sit and wait and hear the reviews before I go yeah. whole hog into, like, thank God I didn't go in on, like, the $200 collector edition or any kind of crazy bullshit like that.
Oh, yeah. I stopped doing that. It's like the past 2 years, like, just because of how much free you get on Xbox, and I know PS4 does free
yeah,
games, too.
Yeah, we do our games for free, too, yeah. Which the ones they gave out this month are Titanfall 2, which I already have, so.
But when you're able to do that, and when I got that deal on Game Pass Ultimate, which I now have until, like, 2022.
Yeah.
And the free games on there, like, I've played a AAA title with The Outer Worlds for free, finished that game, and I didn't pay a cent.
Yeah. Sony kind of has something like that with PlayStation Now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get into another subscription-based service like that because I have so many as it is.
I know. Well, that's why, like, when the Xbox, that deal hit where they're like, you know, for $1.99, as long as we'll give it to you for free
yeah.
for how many, you know, whatever months you have left on your thing, and people found out you could stack it for, like, 2 years. Yeah, I paid the $60 subscription to re-up live, which I was going to do anyway at some point.
Yeah.
And then ended up getting, like, that Game Pass Ultimate for 2 years. I am good. So I've kind of weaned myself because I was never really a fan of, like, you know, just downloading games. I like physical media. I like collecting.
I like physically owning the thing I paid for.
But I feel like the past couple of years of just getting free games on Xbox has like weaned me from that like need for the physical media. And now I have like so many free games that I can play. Why the hell do I need to buy something? Like the only thing I'm going to buy is maybe, you know, Halo Infinite whenever that comes out, you know?
That does look good. Honestly, if there was one franchise that could pull me away from PlayStation, it would probably be Halo, because Halo is amazing.
And I'm not bagging on PS4 or anything. Like, I'm sure I've played friend systems. There are some cool games I want to experience, but
right,
you know, yeah, that'll come at some point. You know, maybe I'll wait for the next generation console and get both.
They're saying, like, yeah, PS5 is going to be fully backwards compatible.
See, that's what I'm waiting for, because for me, backwards compatibility with some of the games is that's key. And Xbox just got it right with that.
Yeah, that is the one thing that Xbox got over on PlayStation this generation was the backwards compatibility. Absolutely.
Like, they were finally able to engineer and figure it all out, and that's cool, but Halo was the franchise that got me back into gaming back in, like, 2002. Adult gaming, like, not just, hey, I'm a kid playing Nintendo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've got, like, a deep brand loyalty for Xbox, and there was that, you know, someone brought up, like, oh, here's the, you know, the gaming moment of the decade or whatever. And it was like when the Xbox had that really E3 in like 2013, when they first introduced the One, and it was like, look at this DRM. And then Sony did that commercial, like, here's how you share your game.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a low point. Like, even me, the big Xbox hardcore guy, was like, you guys got to get your together. And yeah, they course corrected, whatever.
Yeah, but and it is a good thing they course corrected eventually, but I mean, by that point, for me as a consumer, it had been
right.
Too little too late. That E3 where we got the show off of, like, okay, here's what the Xbox is going to be and here's what the PlayStation is going to be, literally me and Steve and Ken, all the guys, we said, well, we want PlayStation, we want to go with the system that'll allow us to do all that right off the bat.
Yeah, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, listen, our rivalry, our Xbox PlayStation rivalry, is literally just all for shitting giggles. Like,
there's
no malice behind it. Like, we're happy for each other.
There's some cool shit on PlayStation I want to play. I just think I'm gonna wait till PS5 to jump in.
I gotta throw in my recommendations of God of War, Spider-Man.
Of course.
God of War and Spider-Man were two of my favorite games this past generation.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man looks incredible.
I will be like, I'm bored, I want to go swing through New York, and I will put on Spider-Man, even though I've long beaten the story, just to free roam through the town solving crimes and swinging. Like, it's amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's I think that's enough pre-show footage.
Yeah,
footage, it's audio,
it's content.
Yes, quality content.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.